You are listening to Limiting the Negative Mind on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu. Welcome to part 2 of the 16 personality tests. This is episode 6. We are going to go back to the personality test and fill in the answers and then complete it and get our results. And then I will go over to you what the results are. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, so even when you have planned a particular daily routine, you usually... Wait, didn't we just do that one?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Your mood can change very, very quickly.
I 100% agree with that. Mine does.
I say no.
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 You can be, you're pretty level-headed.
Yeah, like, I'll be like, okay, just stay. And then I'll be like, oh, I'll just go with the flow. And then when I get really, really angry and I'm over it, my mood will change.
So, yeah.
No. There's only so much you can pick at me.
Mm-hmm.
You often contemplate the reasons for human existence or the meaning of life.
What?
You often contemplate the reasons for human existence or the meaning of life.
That's like a question my doctor would ask me.
Stop. It's like... Why are we here? You talk about this all the time. You're like, I feel like...
Yes, I strongly agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, you feel, you're like, I feel like I'm crazy.
Yeah, I just didn't want to sound crazy.
Well, ow.
Wow.
I just dropped my computer. Hold on.
One second.
But yeah, I know you think about aliens and you think about all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I totally do.
I don't think I do.
Well, no, you don't. You're like my mom.
Sometimes I do.
No, you don't, though. Because I was trying to, like, have that conversation with you, and you're like, what are you talking about? And I was talking to Hope about it, one of our friends. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I do the same thing. But, yeah.
No, I said that. When I was younger, I used to be like, why am I in this person? Why is this my dad? Why is this my mom? Yeah. Why is this meant to be? Like, I don't understand. Our aunts used to be humans.
Oh, yeah.
And their aunts because they were bad people. Or, like, we're humans. Or, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like we're, like, given lessons towards...
Yeah, definitely.
And it makes us, like, our spirit goes, I don't know.
Yeah, it's called karma.
Yeah. So, I think about it. I used to think about it a lot. Now I don't, because I kind of think about, I already know what I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I say 25% agree.
Okay.
And you pretty strongly agree. Okay. You often talk about your own feelings and emotions.
Strongly disagree.
I say 50% agree.
That's just not me. I put strongly disagree.
You have got a detailed education or a career development plan stretching several years into the future.
Nope. Disagree. I wish I did. I probably should. But I do not.
I disagree too.
No, you have a pretty good plan. You go to school and trying to have a career.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do 7 years from now.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that's like the worst question you can be asked in a job interview.
Oh my god, yeah. I was asked that in my last job interview. And then I said the worst thing I could have said was, I don't know.
Yep. Yep.
You're supposed to, like, say, oh, you know, I want to be in the field of professional radio. Or, you know, for you, you want to, like, be a cop. Even though you don't.
Yeah.
So.
make something up.
Yeah.
Wow, I sound terrible, but...
Yeah, that was just bad. They kind of looked at me strange, like, oh, ooh, no, no. This girl doesn't know what she wants.
Yeah.
Why would I hire her? So, okay, next question. You rarely dwell on your regrets.
No, I strongly disagree with that as well.
I put 50% agree.
I am a big dweller.
I'm not.
On my past. So I'm going to disagree with that.
Spending time in a dynamic atmosphere with lots of people around quickly makes you feel drained and in need of a getaway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm like, I really want to get home and just be alone.
I know. Yeah, we don't go out.
You see yourself as more as a realist than a visionary.
I don't know what that means, honestly.
Like, you're more of what's realistic than...
Yeah. Then what could be?
Want to happen.
Yeah.
So you're more realistic.
I'm like, oh, this is where I am right now. Yeah.
And I am very visionary. Like, I set myself to expectations, you know, like...
But my mom always says she's a realist, and she's like... Whenever I talk about, like, paranormal stuff, like ghosts and stuff, and she's... Or aliens, and she's like, no, I'm a realist. Because I guess...
No, realist and
visionary. I guess that is visionary, though, because that could... And someone... I don't know.
No, realist and a visionary had to do... Well, it can't be that big. It had to do with, like... For example, rent.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, oh, we're gonna... We're definitely gonna make it.
Because I'm gonna sell this stuff?
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna sell my camera.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, it'll be fine, it'll be fine. I'm a visionary, like... But I'm not that realistic to the point, you know, like, this is what we are expected. And that's what we're gonna expect, and, you know.
Yeah, I'm definitely a realist, then.
Yeah, so I'm more of a visionary because...
Yeah,
I'm like,
you are.
This is what life can quit being, it can be. So, you know, like...
I'm like, but it's not.
But like, I always think about this is what it can be.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so. Strongly disagree. You find it easy to empathize with a person who has gone through something you never have.
What do you think?
I think for you, you're supposed to think for yourself.
So, no, that's not what they're asking. Like, with somebody, if someone's telling you about their trauma and it hasn't happened to you.
Yeah.
Can you, like, I don't know, I guess, like, empathize with them about it?
Empathize doesn't mean you have to, like, I get it.
Kind of.
No, empathize, like, you feel for them, you feel empathy.
Exactly,
like,
so you have to,
like,
get it.
You're sad about it, and you understand what they're going through, but it doesn't mean you have to know, like, exactly, like, how they're feeling.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Well, I mean, to a certain extent, like, you understand, like, they're upset, but you have to understand, like, I don't know.
Let's see. I'm gonna say... Yes, I can. I can feel for people. Definitely. I don't... Yeah, I'm going to put the second one. Was that 75%?
Yeah, because if they don't feel empathy, then they're like, I don't understand why she's upset.
Ow! My cat has my hair.
You like biting your hair.
Ah, she's pulling it. Okay. See, I don't have any empathy for that. I don't have any empathy for her pulling my hair like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, she was pulling your hair. So, I guess.
Whatever.
Okay.
You don't care.
I was saying 50%.
Oh my goodness. So. Look at her. Look at her.
She's literally, like, trying to pull it. Anyway, so, your personal work style is closer to spontaneous bursts of energy than to organizing consistent efforts. Like, so, for your job.
Well, yeah, that's because I have to be.
Yeah, so.
I'm a, I guess an aide. I work with, like, troubled kids. So, yeah, I kind of do have to do that. I mean, I do have to be organized, I guess.
No, I think it's, like, bursts of energy because you don't expect what the kids are going to do, you know?
Oh, yeah, I have to have energy. But I am very organized and consistent.
As yourself.
I'm up a middle because I think I'm both.
Oh, yeah, your work styles are more organized.
I know.
Like.
But I have to be energetic and stuff. So I'm just going to put the middle one.
Well, spontaneous bursts of energy, like, oh, you finally find something, like, you're interested in. Oh, you
know. Yeah, I have to. What about you? So I put the middle
one. If I'm at work, I usually am very organized and, like, if they want me to do something, I will do it. I'm never, like, I don't know, I will always do what they ask me to do.
Yeah.
And it's consistent.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. 90% done. Well, almost there. Now, I know this test seems like it's so long, but it's because we're, like, discussing it. It's only supposed to be, like, 12 minutes long. If you do it by yourself, but fair warning, if you do it with someone and you discuss it, it could be going as long as 2 hours. So, if you want it short, do it yourself. If you want it long, do it with someone else. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Totally. Your emotions control you more than you control them. I strongly disagree. I hate this. I hate it. It's like a weakness of mine.
Oh, I definitely control mine.
I can't control my emotions. Like, I hate it. Like, that's half of the time why I cry, because, like, I can't control it.
Really?
So, yeah, my emotions always control me. And then, after a long and exhausting week, a fun party is just what you need.
A long, exhausting week, a fun party. Yes.
Yes, for sure, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Friday night.
Unwind. Just kidding, yeah.
Friday night, definitely. So, you frequently find yourself wondering how technological advancement could change everyday life.
Sometimes. Not really, no. I don't disagree with that one. I feel like you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, I definitely do. Yeah. Because I think the robots are going to take over.
So does my dad and my sister. They think that Siri's gonna come out of their phone and control them. Weird.
Well, more like Big Brother stuff.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
But I don't think about it. You do.
Yeah, I think about it all the time. I'm like, I feel like we're being watched right now, honestly. I feel like my phone's listening in, and consistent because they don't talk about it, but I feel like over time it's going to be like that's how they're going to find criminals and stuff.
Well, yeah, that's what happened with the DNA sites. They found like a serial killer.
How?
Because his DNA was linked on there and they had his DNA from one of the victims.
What does that have to do with technology?
You just said DNA.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You said you're going to find because that is technology.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can look on your phone at your DNA and stuff.
Well, I was talking about how, you know, people listen in.
It was the Golden State Killer.
Oh.
That's how they found him.
Oh, they did that with technology?
No, it was like right when the Ancestry came out.
Oh.
Someone in his family had done it. They got his DNA, and then, I don't know, something happened, but they found him from there.
Well, That's, I didn't know that. But for me, I was saying that people can listen in and watch the security cameras, like,
oh, yeah,
everywhere. Like, yeah.
We just got a little camera for our cat because we leave and we want to make sure she's okay. But I feel like somebody's, like, watching us through that.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like, the government's going to, like, I don't know, all conspiracy theories.
Yeah, so.
You always consider how your actions might affect other people before doing something.
I definitely agree with that one, I do.
Didn't we just get that one?
No.
Okay. Oh my god, we're about to see the results.
Okay, two more questions, guys.
You still honor the commitments you have made, even if you have a chance of heart. Change of heart.
Like plans with friends? Is that what that
yeah.
means?
Yeah. Like playing a certain game, anything that you don't want to do.
No. I do not do them if I don't want to do them.
Sometimes.
I know. I don't know. I guess I'll do the middle. Mm-mm. No?
I mean...
I don't care. Huh?
Yeah, but sometimes you do.
I know.
You feel pressured.
Yeah, I'll put this little green one. What's that? 25% agree?
I say just 25% disagree.
No! Okay, but okay, sorry.
Because, like...
I know it's your answer, sorry.
Like, if we're playing Jenga with friends, and then I'm like, I want to do this, and I don't care if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Or if I want to play video games, and I'm tired of that game, I'm like, I want to do this, like...
But that's not really a commitment. It's like, yeah, I just RSVP'd to your
okay, baby shower. Okay, well, I was supposed to go to my friend's birthday party, and I didn't want to go. I ended up not going.
Yeah, well, I disagree.
Okay. You barely feel insecure. Ooh, last question, so intense.
I don't know.
Shouldn't I smiling?
I don't feel, I'm very insecure. Go.
Truth comes out.
Yeah, you knew that.
I say this one.
Oh my gosh.
I 100%
okay,
agree.
Ready?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I say 50% disagree.
Ready?
Yeah. See results. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, go. Wow.
Oh, what'd you get?
Wait, what's yours?
Just say it.
Mine is mediator.
My personality type is a defender. What? You're a mediator. This trait determines how we interact.
Wait. Remember how I was going to, like, explain, you know?
You're the mediator, so you make sure everything's okay.
I guess.
That's what a mediator is.
And what is your... Four letter thing say.
ISFJT.
ISFJT.
Why?
Well, I'm going to eventually explain what it means, but mine is INFP. I think it has to do with introvert nature. I'll explain. But okay. Basically, you know, each letter. Hold on. I'm trying to get my notes. But basically, there are 5 personality aspects: mind, energy, nature, taxes, and identity. So each of those aspects are the letters.
Let me see them again.
They're,
so mine.
Mind, energy. So the first one is mind, which is testing how we interact with our surroundings. And for example, extroverted people and introverted people.
How? But your first letter is an I.
Mediator is just a personality test. There's 16 personalities.
Yeah, and your personality is a mediator, which, like, mediates
yeah.
both sides.
But it has to do with the combination of the 5.
So what's the I stand for?
Hmm?
What's the I stand for?
Introvert.
Okay, what's the N stand for?
I'll get there.
Oh.
Okay, so the first letter... had to do with how we interact with our surroundings. So, for example, introverted people
yeah.
prefer solitary activities and get exhausted by social interaction.
Yep.
And then extroverted prefer group activities and get energized. Hey, that's not fair.
We both have an eye.
But I get energized, but okay, whatever.
Well, then you answered wrong, if that's how you think you are.
Okay, well, anyways. Just make sure to be very true on these answers. I felt like I was 100% true, but I don't know. Anyways. Okay, the second one is energy. So, energy is the second letter. Basically, second aspect determines how we see the world and process information.
What one is that?
So, yours is an S. Okay, so, for example, if certain people are practical, observant, and down-to-earth, tend to have a strong habit, focus on what is happening or already happened. The first one is intuitive. People are imaginative, open-minded, and curious. And, wait, that was the second one, sorry. But the reason why mine says N is because it says it stands for intuitive. It's the second...
Intuitive?
Yeah, it's the second letter because they don't want to say I for the first one.
Okay, so...
And yours is what?
IS.
So you're observant.
So read the observant one. Huh? Will you read the observant one?
Yeah, observant people are practical, observant, and down-to-earth, tend to have strong habits and focus on what is happening or has already happened. So that's why you, like, draw on things.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, I'm imaginative, open-minded, and curious.
Okay.
So, that's the second personality aspect. The third personality aspect is nature.
I got an F.
You got an S?
F. F.
F. Oh. Well, nature is testing how we make decisions and cope with emotions. So...
Was that yours?
No, it's, like, the main one.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect.
What did you get?
I got an F.
I got an F, too. So, first one is thinking. Individuals focus on rationality, priorities, logic over emotion. And the second one is feeling. Individuals are sensitive and emotionally expressive.
Is that what we are?
So, we're both feeling people.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And the fourth personality aspect is tactics, which reflects on the approach to working, work planning, and decision making.
Okay, what'd you
get? And the two different ones is judging people are decisive, thorough, and highly organized. And second one is prospecting. Individuals are good at improvising and spotting opportunities. What did you get?
I got a J.
You got a J?
Yeah, I got a J.
It's judging people are decisive, thorough, and highly organized.
Yeah.
And I got P, which is good at improvising and spotting opportunities.
Okay, yeah. And then the T, what does the T stand
for? Last but not least, identity. This shows how confident we are in our abilities. And you got what?
A T.
Hold on. The first one is assertive, which is individuals are self-assured or even-tempered and resistant to stress. And the second one is turbulent, which is self-conscious and sensitive to stress. So you got a T?
Yep, so did you.
Yeah, we both got a T.
So we are, yeah.
Okay. And even when you go down to your results, it'll show you, like, you're 56% introverted or, and what did you get?
I'm 71% introverted, 29% extroverted.
Okay, and?
That was for mind. That said, this trait determines how we interact with our environment. And then it goes down to energy.
So you're 68%.
No, and it says this trait shows...
Yeah.
Where we direct our mental energy.
Yeah.
I got 68% observant and 32% intuitive.
I got 60% intuitive. Okay. And that's I got 69% feeling for nature.
Okay, you should read them the...
Well, okay.
Nature, this trait determines how we make decisions and cope with emotions. So I got 54% feeling, 46% thinking. And then it goes down. Oh, what'd you get?
I got 69% feeling and 31% thinking.
Okay. And then it goes down to tactics. It says this trait reflects our approach to work, planning, and decision making. I got 54% judging and 46% prospecting.
I got 78% prospecting and 22% judging.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And then the last one is identity. It says this trait underpins all others, showing how confident we are in our abilities and decisions. Mine was 85% turbulent and 15% assertive.
Mine was 49% assertive and 51% turbulent.
So what is turbulent?
Turbulent is like, turbulent is when we are self-conscious and sensitive to stress. Yeah, read what your personality is. Why is it called defender?
Okay, so this one?
Yeah. Read it. Don't be shy.
Okay. It says the defender personality type is quite unique, as many of their qualities defy the definition of their individual traits. Though sensitive, defenders have excellent analytical abilities. Though reserved, they have well-developed people skills and robust social relationships. And though they are generally a conservative type, defenders are often receptive to change and new ideas. As with so many things, people with the defender personality type are more than the sum of their parts, and it is the way they use these strengths that defines who they are.
Does it feel like it's spot on, or?
Yeah. What about you? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's true.
Yeah.
Even though you haven't
made it. I literally said that on the last podcast that I am I'm defending.
Yeah.
You know, but others.
Yeah, I think it's kind of ironic, honestly. Yeah. But I just want you to make sure that it's, like, spot on, even though you don't want to admit it. Because that's the whole point of this test, is, like, telling you who you are.
Yeah. I agree with it.
Yeah. Well, do I do mine?
Yeah, you should read yours.
Okay, so mine is mediator. I took this test like a couple years ago, and my first one was campaigner.
And maybe you have me changed.
Yeah, so they were saying I was like extroverted and like perseverance and had a lot of goals, but now I'm just kind of like, I guess I started to like figure out who I really am, so I'm really excited to see why this is. Why I'm a mediator. So mediator personalities are true idealists, always looking for the hint of good, even the worst of people and events, searching for ways to make things better while they may be perceived as calm, reserved, or even shy. Mediators have an inner flame and passion that can truly shine, comprising of just 4% of the population. The risk of feeling misunderstood is unfortunately high for the mediator personality type. But when they find like-minded people to spend their time with, the harmony they feel will be a foundation of joy and inspiration.
What?
Being part of the diplomat role group, mediators are guided by the principles rather than logic, analysts, excitement, explorers, or practicality, senator. When deciding how to move forward, they will look to honor beauty, morality, and virtue. Mediators are led by the pursuit of their intent, not rewards and punishment. People who share mediator personality type are proud of this quality, and rightly so. But not everyone understands the drive behind these feelings, and it can lead to isolation.
All right.
That's kind of like deep, I guess.
How would it make you feel?
I don't know.
Do you agree?
I guess, but I still don't understand why.
Why what?
I'm a mediator. Like, it's because I'm very intuitive and I only get excited when I have people understand me or something. I don't know.
So you don't agree with it?
No, I do. Mediators have a talent for self-expression, revealing their beauty and secrets through metaphors and fictional characters.
Mm-hmm. Anime?
Okay, maybe I need to read a little bit more. Strengths: idealistic, seek-valuing, harmony, open-minded, flexible, very creative, passionate, energetic, dedicated, and hardworking. Yeah, I can see that. Weakness: too idealistic, too altruistic, see themselves as selfish, impractical, take things personally. I guess.
You guess?
Yeah. I hate to admit it.
Why?
Because
why?
I don't know. Okay, here's one for relationships. Love all, trust a few, do wrong to none.
What?
It says, okay.
Look up the compatibility in a relationship between a mediator and a defender.
Okay. So, fortunately, these qualities that mediators are known for, and while it can be challenging, two separate long fostered fantasy from reality. Mediators tend to focus their attention on just few people in their lives. That's true. Their approach that they will approach new relationships wholeheartedly with a sense of inherent value, dedication, trust. We believe that two people can come together and make each other better and happier than they were alone. Yeah, I agree with that. They don't usually rush into commitment. They're always looking to either establish a new relationship or improve an existing one.
Yeah.
They need to be sure they found someone compatible.
You want to read
In mine? Dating, that we will often start with a flurry of comparison, exploring all the ways the current flame matches with the ideal they imagined. Yeah, that's what I do all the time. Do you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
This progression can be challenging for the new partner. Not everyone to keep up with the mediator's rich imagination and moral standards. Likely sign that it wasn't meant to be. Mediator personality types will show themselves as passionate, hopeless romantics.
God. She rolled her eyes. Why?
Ha.
Why don't you like that?
Better 3 hours too soon than a minute too late. What did that mean? Great lead to stability in a relationship.
At least it's like... Wait, what was it?
Better 3 hours too soon than a minute too late.
Before it's too late?
Yeah, the aversion to a conflict greatly to stability in a relationship when done right. Most urgent quality mediators to work on. Yeah, I'm always like, I need to work on it now. Between sensitivity and imagination, mediators are prone to internalizing even objective statements and facts. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you want to read yours?
I don't know where my phone went. Yeah, hold on. My strengths are I'm supportive. The defenders are universal helpers, sharing their knowledge, experience, time, and energy with anyone who needs it. And I'm reliable and patient. I am also imaginative and observant. And then enthusiastic, loyal, and hardworking. Good practical skills, which is like the best part, is defenders have the practical sense to actually do something with all this altruism. Yeah. Routine tasks are what need to be done. Yeah. I'm good if there's like routine tasks that need to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird. We were talking about that already. But okay, yeah. Then my weaknesses are I'm humble and shy. I don't know how being humble is a weakness, but I am shy. I take things too personally. definitely. I repress my feelings. I can overload myself because of my sense of duty and perfectionism combined with emotional conflict. I don't know. Yeah, I agree with that, though. Reluctant to change. Yeah, definitely. Too altruistic? I don't even know what that means.
We don't.
This is all compounded and reinforced by Defender's otherwise wonderful quality of altruism. Being such warm, good, natured people, Defenders are willing to let things slide, to believe that things will get better soon, to not burden others with accepting their offers to help while their troubles mount up.
Yeah, that's definitely for sure.
Unassisted. Yeah, I know. I definitely agree. Okay, then we're going to click on over to romantic relationships. And so, should I just read this?
If you want.
When it comes to romantic relationships, Defender's kindness grows into a joy that is only found in taking care of their family and home and being there for emotional and practical support whenever it's needed. Oh, that's weird. What? Home is where the heart is for people with the Defender. Because I do. I do a lot of things for people that I love. And it just said, home is where the heart is for people with the Defender personality type. And in no other area of their lives do they strive with such dedication to create the harmony and beauty they wish to see in the world. The trouble is, these are the benefits of an established long-term relationship, and Defender's unbearable shyness means it can take a long time to reach this point. Defenders are most attractive when they are simply being themselves in a comfortable environment such as work, where their natural flow shows this kindness and dedication. Relationships built on established I cannot pronounce that word. Familiarity? I know what it is. I cannot pronounce it, though.
Where is it?
Familiarity?
Familiarity.
Oh, now you got me back up. A warm prospect. Well, yeah. Okay. Are a warm prospect for Defenders. They take dating seriously and only enter into relationships that have a real chance of lasting a lifetime. Defenders' shyness and sensitivity shields what are beneath the surface, incredibly strong feelings. While not always obvious to others, this river of emotion can't be taken lightly or for granted. Defender personalities can value the idea of committed romance almost as highly as some regard religious beliefs. Hard as it may be, if either dating partner doubts their feelings, they must part ways before real emotional damage is done. As their relationships do progress, Defenders often continue to struggle with emotional expression, but they have the opportunity to let physical affection stand in for their loving words. People with this personality type take no greater joy than in pleasing others, often even... I'm not going to read that.
Yeah. Like all best families, we have our disagreements.
However, not everyone is prepared to pay even that small price for the benefit of Defender's kindness. If their partners aren't willing to be able to express this thanks, or worse, still are openly critical of their Defender partners, they will find that given time and pressure, all of those repressed emotions can burst forth in massive verbal attacks that all the future regret in the world won't blunt.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, spawn on?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yes or no?
Yeah, I think.
You think? What do you think? How much spawn on?
No, I agree.
Wait, give me a percentage.
I don't know. Like 100.
Don't lie.
No, I do. I really do. I think so.
Okay, well.
I'm even emailing myself the results right now.
Maybe send it to your sister or something. Maybe she'll be interested in taking it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, two episodes ago, I said I was going to suggest you guys with video games to play or TV shows and movies to watch during this quarantine.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't realize how long this 16 personalities test were gonna take, but it was definitely a very interesting experiment, and so yeah, it would help you to limit your negative mind, because like if you know who you are and why you do things, maybe you can like actually realize, you know, that's why I act negative sometimes, and that's how I work.
Yeah, hopefully stop yourself from acting that way next time.
Well, no, not more like stop acting.
No?
More just in tune of why you act that way and adapt to your better self and not so negative, you know? Just kind of like work with why you act that way.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to get back to video games in this quarantine. I hope everyone has a great quarantine, and don't get too crazy again. Just have fun and
don't get too wild.
Yeah, just realize what your words are and just all that good stuff. So have a great week. I will be in touch with you next week. You are listening to Limiting a Negative Mind on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you.
Yay!